At the beginning of this week's parsha, Paro has a dream about seven cows coming up from the river. These cows were healthy looking and robust. After them emerged seven other cows. These cows were gaunt and ugly. The skinny cows ate the fleshy cows and left no trace of them. In Mitzrayim, we know that life was dominated by the Nile River. To the extent that the Nile overflowed its banks, to that same degree, there would be prosperity and food in Egypt. For this reason, the Mitzrayim worshipped the Nile. Seven cows emerged from the Nile. Seven is the number which connotes this worldliness. There are seven colors in rainbow, 7 days in the week. Hanukkah is the Yontif, where we celebrate eight, when we connect to that which is beyond this world. Hanukkah is where we take one step beyond. The one flask of pure oil that is found in the Beis HaMikdash could only burn for 1 day, but it burns for 8 whole days. It's not just a miracle, but a miracle of eight. The idolatry of Mitzrayim was to take the natural world, the Nile, the world of seven, and to worship it, to take nature and make it into a god. As Paro said to Moshe later on in Shemos, who is Hashem? I don't know Hashem. Paro recognized that there was a god in this world, but he only recognized the god of nature. In Hebrew, the word Elohim, God, has the same gematria as Hateva, which means nature. When we make nature a supernatural force, we take the world of seven and then make it into eight. It's interesting to note that Hanukkah is the only Yontif rooted in military campaign, but the way we commemorate it and the way we celebrate it is almost entirely spiritual. To observe Yontif, you light a flame and give thanks to Hashem. The lack of a physical side of this Yontif, like there's no specific Seudas Mitzvah like Purim, is unusual but fitting. The Maccabees' battles was, at its core, a fight against the Yavanim's worldview that prioritized physical above all else. The Jews fought to instead preserve a view of the world with Hashem, not a man at its center. The power of the Maccabees lies in centering your life around something greater than yourself. Now, this concept of centering your life about something greater than yourself seems easier said than done. We could recount the stories of Gedolim that inspire us, but often make us feel like we're so small. How could we accomplish things that are so great? And how would we go about making ourselves a life centered around something greater than ourselves? So I challenge you to look for examples of ways you could rise higher that involved regular people just like me and you. And when I try this myself, I look towards regular people, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, regular people I work with every day, friends and neighbors. Like my grandfather who said Kaddish for countless people who had no one to say it for them, even saying Kaddish for a boss who made his life miserable. Like a friend who's facing many nisyonos but shows up at work every day with a smile to give to others. One of my aunts who lives alone yet makes it her mission to take care of everyone in her Florida community. Coworkers who constantly say, what can I learn from this mistake instead of blaming others when things go wrong? Small yet significant things that aren't really so small at all. So as you celebrate Hanukkah this year, no matter where you are, what is going on, make it your mission to center your life around something greater than yourself, just like the Maccabim. May we be zochah to bring Mashiach and ultimately center our life completely around Hashem and His glory. Have a Freilich and Hanukkah.